There's no better place to watch football with friends than Buffalo Wild Wings. They've got all the games on wall-to-wall TVs and a new $5 game day menu with 38-ounce pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light, cheeseburgers and brats, and select cocktails all for just $5. And every Sunday, you can play an exclusive fantasy football game with DraftKings with prizes like free wings for a year. Get to Buffalo Wild Wings for our $5 game day deals. When football is on, you have to be here. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
Whether you're looking for a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, there's one place you need to go if you're a stick carrier to get stick carrier pricing, and that is Mastro Subaru. The guys there are stick carriers themselves and will give special pricing just for being a stick carrier and listening to Bucks Uncensored. It's very simple. Go to Mastro Subaru either in Orlando or in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue, right off of the Veterans Expressway, and you can get that deal that only stick carriers get. It's all at Mastro Subaru and MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else. It's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I came to my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. Yeah. I know what we're about. Yeah. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. But I won't answer now. Who, what, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool now. Get on live, but that ain't my style. Who he gonna get and what he gonna do? Run up on me if you want to.
I come to you, a sunburnt, exhausted, hoarse individual who is on an all-time fucking high right now. Wow. I can't promise you that I'm going to blow you away with intelligence or statistics or I'm going to share some deep down passion. I am, by the way, wear sunscreen to these games. It was brutally hot. We expected it. I can't really put it into words. I'm fucking so pumped up about this team. It's every we talked about it. Every fucking local and national person tore this franchise down when it came to the media. That's why we, the stick carriers, don't listen to the media. We listen to each other. We listen to what the Buccaneers tell us in press releases, and we listen with our eyes and what we see. This team is showing us that what we've been believing and hoping could very well be coming true right before our eyes this very season. This organization has dealt with adversity. They've lost their starting quarterback. Their shut down corner. Their first round pick from a couple of years ago. During the game, lost their starting safety. And all they have done is turn to a backup journeyman quarterback and three rookies who played a majority of the game Sunday in the secondary for the Bucs. And all they have done is defeat the defending NFC South champions in their house and the defending Super Bowl champion in our house. You probably thought I was going to come and scream and yell. I'll be honest, I don't. There was one point late in the game, I stood up to cheer, and everything went white. And my body felt paralyzed. It felt for like 20 minutes. I think it was only a few seconds, but that scared the shit out of me. These games, it is hot. Hydrate. I thought I drank enough water, but just when you think you've had enough water, you need to drink twice as much. Oh. The defensive line played a great game. So much improved from where they were a year ago. And late in the game, man, those guys were just tired, both sides. And when you're tired, it slows down the pass rush. But, you know, we saw what this defensive line is capable of doing. I think we only saw a glimpse of it today. We saw this young secondary, rookie after rookie, Carlton Davis, MJ Stewart, Jordan Whitehead, step in there. And I thought they played well. The defense did what they had to do to win this game, and the offense did what they had to do to win this game. And special teams, you know, other than a missed extra point, which the guy behind me was flipping out. You know, you always have that one asshole Bucks fan, and I think we're starting to realize this now, right? So you start to listen, and if there's a guy, and this guy was such a – he was fucking bitching the entire game. Now, remember, the Bucks were kicking the fuck out of the Eagles the entire game. And he's just bitching. I'm just thinking, this guy's only here for himself. You know, those like you and I that are just happy, we don't care what color jersey. They're wearing white, bunch of pussies. That doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. None of it matters, okay? The only thing that matters is going out there and producing a result. And this team's done it. So, you know, Catanzaro missing an extra point. I mean, at what point do you point to that something's going on with the snap and hold? Okay? You're not gonna have four kickers that just forget how to kick that come here. Just doesn't happen. So that's enough for the negativity. Offensively, Fitzpatrick had pass protection. He got rid of the football. I don't think the game was necessarily a perfectly called game by Monken. And Dirk Koetter even said it in the post-game interview that the initial play, the first play of the game, was not a shot to DeSean Jackson. It was supposed to be a nice, easy pass to Mike Evans. Well, when they came for the corner blitz and it opened it up, Fitzpatrick, smart quarterback, found DeSean Jackson, and what a fucking way to start the game. I mean, it's so good for the Bucks right now. They're not even calling the shot play early on, and they're still getting it. That's huge. They ran the ball okay. They haven't really established a run game, But as we've all talked on this podcast before, they don't need to establish and run the ball 25, 30 times in a game. They can use the weapons that they have to their advantage because you can't cover them all. And so you can use the passing game as an extension of the run game. And it worked. We've talked about O.J. Howard is on the path to stardom. Chris Godwin is on the path to stardom. Mike Evans is already a star. DeSean Jackson's a star and a threat. I mean, these are all your weapons you have. I haven't mentioned Cameron Brate. I haven't mentioned Madam Humphreys. You don't have to establish a run game and run the ball 25 times a game when you've got these type of weapons that you can use over and over and over again. And this game would have been much different had Mike Evans not fumbled that reception. And it's hard to fault a guy. He was working his ass off. He was trying to get some extra yards, and he fumbled. Not a good fumble at that point in the game. He holds on to that ball. They're driving down the field again. You know, don't understate this. This team is 2-0 after the toughest two-game start to start a season in NFL history. They are 2-0 against back-to-back teams that won more than 11 games last year. They're 2-0 against a division winner and a Super Bowl champion from a year ago. Sunday was a statement win against the Eagles. On Monday night, we continue the focus. Bucks against the world. And this is our showcase. On the world stage, on the nation stage, Monday Night Football, to show the world that they can keep counting us out, but we will keep rallying together. The defensive line, the secondary with the rookies, the offensive line protecting Fitzpatrick, the playmaking ability of the guys, of the weapons, the running game, and maybe the player of the game other than Ryan Fitzpatrick, who we'll talk about in a moment. Ryan Smith, absolutely outstanding on special teams, great on defense. Even I had started to lose a little hope in the guy. But what have I been saying on the podcast? And I'm not saying this because I want to be right. I'm just saying, hey, sometimes it takes players a little longer to develop than others. This was a third-round pick a couple of years ago out of Coastal Carolina. Not every player is going to step right in and contribute right away. And while the Buccaneers might not have established a run game today, Peyton Barber and Jaquizz Rodgers are so good in pass protection. You know, people want to jump on Ronald Jones and jump on the Bucs for drafting Ronald Jones and jump on the Bucs for taking O.J. Howard over Dalvin Cook. And it's just amazing the lack of patience. But when you sit back and you look at it, I think Dalvin Cook got hurt again today. He was hurt most of last year. O.J. Howard's progressively gotten better. Ronald Jones isn't in the game because, quite frankly, as a rookie running back, he probably didn't have to pass protect all that much at USC. Well, it's a huge part of what you have to do in the NFL. And if they don't feel like they have to use him, that he has to play, you know, if he was in there playing now, all you're hearing is a storyline is, well, they have that rookie wall. He's going to hit that rookie wall. Well, now he's not. And now he can actually, the luxury of this team is he doesn't have to be playing on Sunday with the possibility of making a mistake. He can sit back, he can learn, because Peyton Barber and Jaquizz Rodgers can carry this team right now. And Sean Williams has come in, and he's played pretty well in special teams. And he had that carry last week against the Saints. And they just necessarily don't need Ronald Jones right this second. Allow the kid to develop. Allow these young players to develop. We're seeing what's happening when you can give them a little bit of time. Whether it's a Ryan Smith, we saw Vernon Hargraves do some good things this year. We've seen O.J. Howard progress. Chris Godwin didn't play much at the beginning of last year. Were all of you calling him a bust at that point? Yet he got more and more playing time. By the end of last year, he looked great. People are calling Vita Vea a bust, Ronald Jones a bust. I mean, I guess Vita Vea is supposed to practice this week, maybe on track to play Monday night. There's something special about this team. And this could very well be a very special year and the year that turns this franchise around. It really, really could. And why the hell not? 2-0 for the first time since Raheem Morris and Josh fucking Freeman. This is a much different organization. This is a much different team. They need to, we need to, we need to all remember every single person that counted this organization out before one fucking down was played this season. Bucks against the world. As for Ryan Fitzpatrick, through 2 weeks in the NFL this season, ladies and gentlemen, he is your NFL MVP. The newspapers, the radio, sports talk radio, they are all going to try and tap into your brain and your heart. They want to rip you apart. We are uniting unlike we've ever united before as a fan base. Trust me on this. We asked for this team to meet us halfway. They are meeting us. We are growing. We are getting the bond back. But trust me on this. The newspaper, local sports talk radio, they are going to tap into your passion. Tap into your egos. They're going to try to tear you apart. And the way they're going to try and do this is simply through a quarterback debate. I've got news for you. When a quarterback is averaging 400 yards a game and 4 touchdowns a game, you don't bench him. That's not an indictment of Jameis Winston. You know, Tom Jones, Martin Fennelly, anyone over there at that newspaper cannot wait to grab that headline. Get you to click on it. In the end, it's not a controversy. It's common fucking sense. 2-0. 800 plus yards passing, and how fucking many, 8, 9 touchdowns? Only a fucking idiot is benching Ryan Fitzpatrick right now. Is that to say he's going to be the starter the rest of the year? No. I don't know. I hope he is. That means he stayed hot the entire year. But you ride the hot hand. You ride it until you can't ride it anymore, and then, not a bad consolation, you turn things back over to your starting quarterback. Don't make it out to be something bigger than it is. Ryan Fitzpatrick at 35 is not the future of the organization, but he can be this season of the organization. I ride with Fitzy. I ride with Jameis Winston. I ride with my players that are going to help my team win every Sunday and come Monday night. I hope you understand that. I hope you get it. And I hope you do not buy in to the bullshit that our local media is going to try and pull on each and every one of you. We've got passionate fans in this fan base. Some were at the game. Some are working their way back. But at 2-0, I can promise you one thing. The time to believe is now. The time to get behind this organization is now. And with each win the Buccaneers get in September, that makes games in December more and more relevant. And we all know how much fun that can be. Bucks takes coming up next. You do not want to miss these following that amazing win over that scumbag fan base. Oh, and we got to hear from them. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Riccardo's Sandwich Shop, not only a staple on Bucks Uncensored, but a staple in the Tampa Bay area for years. The best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town, and you have got to go by and check it out firsthand for yourself. I guarantee you, you will be satisfied. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City. Riccardo's Sandwich Shop. Get more information at riccardosandwich.com.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored. Bucks are 2-0. An amazing start to what could be an incredible season, and now Monday Night Football looms. But first, how fired up were Bucks fans following their victory over the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday? Well, things were activated.
Titties mode activated.
What's up, Justin? It's Titties on the Table, Mike from Long Island, New York. Woo! Coming at you with a post-game fucking response. Wow. Wow. No Bud Lights this weekend. Actually had the Cigar City IPA. Absolutely incredible, by the way. I can't pronounce it. Oh my God. You want to know how many tables I have broken? There are just so many titties on tables around here. Broken. I have to go to Walmart again next week and get another fucking table. Are you kidding me? The defending Super Bowl champions, they didn't even have a fucking chance, man. They didn't even have a chance. Our offense is unreal this year. Fitzmagic is alive and well. I fucking love it. Injuries on both sides coming into the game, even during the game. It doesn't even matter. 2-0, holy fucking shit. Speak softly and carry both of those motherfucking titties on the table.
All right, Mike, we got a ton of Bucks takes. I want to get as many on as possible. I'll have a podcast coming up on Wednesday, and then another, I like the little hype podcast leading up to the game. We'll do that for Monday night as well. Let's get Outlaw on. What up, Outlaw?
Justin, Outlaw. Woo! Just got home, man. Holy cow. Man, all those Eagle fans coming in today with their big dick Nick and fly, Eagles fly. Fucking money monkin'. Big testicle Todd. Monster dick Dirk. Laid it out on the first play. Boom! DeSean Jackson to the house. Place went nuts. Holy cow. Dude, you know what's scary? This team hasn't even reached its peak yet. I mean, we left some points out there. Let's be honest. O.J. Howard had a turnover. Mike Evans had a missed pass, a fumble. But you know what? Let's not even focus on that right now. This team is special. Special. We're going to get Grimes back. We're going to get Vita Vea in there. We're going to get healthy. Jameis Winston's coming back. Let's just not even get into the Jameis Winston, Fitzpatrick. You ride the hot hand until it cools off. But holy cow, it's great seeing all you guys out there today. Dude, the place was loud. It was electric. So if you couldn't make it, I screamed it a little extra loud just for you guys that couldn't be there, like Javier, It was a blast, man. And I can't wait. I cannot freaking wait till the Steelers come in here Monday night, 2-0, and duck Tony Dungy into the Hall of the Ring of Honor, whatever they call that thing. We're going to blow the roof off the NFL, man. They do not keep sleeping on us, folks. Keep sleeping on us. Hey, Zaire, shout out to you. You got a new listener, Justin. I told him about your podcast. He's all excited. He gets jacked up. I'm jacked up. Let's go. Until then, right back into this. Keep sleeping on us. Keep sleeping on us. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick. Crushed it.
Oh, boy, man. Falcons beat the Panthers. Bucks are 2-0. And I know it's just 2 weeks, but it's been so long. First fucking place by ourselves in the NFC South. Can you fucking believe it? I know these guys can't, or maybe they can. Maybe a little of both. The letter X and Sammer himself.
Goddamn right.
Oh, shit!
Woo!
Sammer and X!
You goddamn right, baby!
We were supposed to be 0-3!
0-3!
Oh, we 2-0!
Oh, I didn't get the memo!
Tampa! Nothing left in his voice,
take
though,
that
man.
Shit back.
That's the Bucks take, Justin.
Fuck Philly.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
I mean, I don't even know how you guys had that much energy at the end of the game. But then again, I say that, and some guy ran up and interrupted Harold's Bucks take walking out of the game.
Commish, this is Harold from Atlanta. All I can say is today was a statement game. Fuck the rest of the NFC.
I love his podcast.
Yes.
Yes, I love his podcast.
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. That was a guest from the commish. We made a statement. That's all I'm going to say. We made a statement. And it was hot as fuck out there.
Oh, my God. It was so hot. The Bucks have made a lot of improvements to Raymond James Stadium. That's my first time being in there for a game this year. Just, I know that we're upgrading the west side and the east side and the club levels and all this shit. I don't know. I've been to Disney. I've been to Busch Gardens. I've been to fucking Universal. Like, I don't know. Fans with misters? Not the worst idea in the world. Take care of your fans. Oh, God, I can already imagine how bad I'm going to feel tomorrow when this sunburn really kicks in. Nonetheless, yes, Harold, I don't know where I came up with that energy at the end, but, man, it's that adrenaline. That adrenaline's funny. Isn't it, Javier?
Commish! It's me, Javier, in Panama City, Panama. I am so fucking hyped, man! 2-0! Are you kidding me? 2-0! It's been 8 years since we started a season 2-0. And I had to celebrate it in a special way. So I just took a shot of the moonshine that Steve gave me at a draft party. And I'm already feeling the buzz, man. I'm feeling the buzz. Man, our offense is so fucking exciting. It's magic. It's spreading the ball around. Our defense could be better, but we stood up and we held the Eagles to less points than what we scored. And we won the fucking game at home. I could hear you guys from my TV here in Panama. You were fucking loud. Let's go. Let's make this season ours. Oh, we gotta enjoy this, man. We gotta enjoy this feeling. Soak it as much as we can. Because on Wednesday, we go right back into this. Habla en voz baja. Y carajo, hijo de puta garrote. Bring on the fucking Steelers.
Oh, he called them out. He called out the Steelers, said, bring on them motherfuckers. One guy I ran into leaving the game all the way from St. Pete. It's Kane. What up, Kane?
Commish! Kane in St. Pete. What a fucking victory. I mean, to go into that stadium, fucking sweat your motherfucking balls off, listen to these assholes chant and spell that fucking stupid ass Eagles name over and over again, and to come out with a win. Honestly, this is probably the best win in that stadium, and since maybe Gruden left. And it's been a long time since we had a victory, a meaningful victory that felt as good as that one felt in quite some time, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other games, and I can't right now. But, man, it feels good. And to stick it up all these people's asses is the best. Not just Philly fan, but media, people in national media as well. Just the hardest three-game schedule ever in the history of football. Go fuck yourself! Man, it feels good. Sorry I scared you, dude, when I went up and introduced myself. I was drunk. I still am. Just went to B-Dubs after the game. Drank a little bit more. Heading back home now. Dude, I can't wait for Monday night. I don't know what's in store for this team, but I'm fucking pumped, man. Let's go. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
Come together, Bucks fans. This is it. This is the opportunity for us to take on the mentality. I told you, this team, quiet confidence. They've been speaking softly, and they have gone out the first two Sundays, and they have busted out their big motherfucking sticks. We have to do the same. Continue to spread the word. Spread the word of the stick carrier movement. This is how we bring all Bucks fans together. This is how we take back Ray J. The team has to meet us halfway. Now we have to do our part. They're doing their part. We have to do our part. Spread the word. Stickcarriers.com. Send people there. Let them learn about what we're trying to do. Learn. Don't guess. Don't make assumptions. Actually learn about what this movement is all about and what we are all trying to do and accomplish together. Give our team a home field advantage. Cheer our ass off and hope that our team wins. That's it. That's what the stick carrier movement is all about. We go up to Canada. Ken is all fired up.
Justin, it's Ken from Canada. This is fucking ridiculous, and in a good way. We took down the Saints. We take down the Eagles. We take down whoever's in front of us. The fucking Pittsburgh Steelers ain't looking like shit. I don't even care about this trick play at the end. What the fuck do you think you're going to do here? We taking you down. This is Boxtown. Boxtown, motherfuckers. Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick. And I can't wait for the season to unfold. I'm glad you had a great time there in New Orleans, but this is time for us to make a motherfucking scene. 27-21, motherfuckers. Yeah!
All right, Ken. Ken in Canada to my favorite running back of all time. I called him Booty. It's JR. What up, Booty?
What's up, Justin? Long time no speak. This your favorite running back up here in New York. Just finished watching this game. I just wanted to say, I remember all this negative shit that I was hearing on the radio. All the damn NFL experts saying Bucks was going to start 0-3 and shit. I'm sure our stick carriers would like to give them a big-ass fuck you. And I mean that from the bottom of my soul. Fuck all y'all. We 2-0. And next Monday, we waiting on the damn Steelers to come in. We gonna put foot knee deep in that ass, too. I don't give a fuck who at the running back. We going foot knee deep up in that ass. Next Monday, it's gonna be live. And I'm hyped and I'm ready. Once again, this your favorite running back. And, hey, we doing it up. Speak softly and carry that motherfucking stick.
You yep. got it. Yup, yup, yup. Booty, JR, what up? I love it. Got a ton of Bucks takes. I'm trying to get through as many as I can. We'll squeeze in. If you didn't hear yours on this podcast, we'll try and get it in on the next one. Who knows? I might start doing 2.5 podcasts a week. Never know. I like that hype podcast leading into the game. It gets me hype. I got to listen to it a few times. I'm like, man, I'm listening to myself, get myself pumped up. It's like, you know, crazy, like Matrix style shit. And then I realized, nope, it's just me being pompous. You know what, though? It's one thing for me to call myself pompous, but this guy calls himself Mr. World. That's pompous.
Commish, we do it all! Tampa Bay! Woo! Go Bucks!
It's Mr. World, by the way.
I'm jacked up! We swung that stick, baby! Go Bucks! Tampa Bay!
You know, I will say this, too. I'm glad he did the Tampa Bay chant there at the beginning. The team was great on the field, okay? They're efficient. Things are not so much for the game day experience. For those that were there, you don't have your PA announcers start the Tampa Bay chant. You just don't. And listen, I know the Bucks listen to this podcast. I'm not part of your marketing department. I got great ideas if you ever wanted to, you know, pick my brain, but I'm going to give you one for free. Why don't you have local celebrities do the Tampa Bay chant? You don't think Charlie Belcher would want to start the Tampa Bay chant? He was there today. You don't think John Senning of the Drew Grabo Live would like to do the Tampa Bay chant? He was there today. You don't think former players... Jimmy Giles was there. You don't think former players would like to do the Tampa Bay chant? You don't think that local celebrities that live in this town, local wrestlers, you don't think any of them would like to do the Tampa Bay chant? Like, let's get real now. We don't need the PA announcer doing the Tampa Bay chant. If you don't think that the fans can do it, and listen, I get it. There were a lot of Eagles fans. We expected it, right? I am not going to complain about the amount of Eagles fans. There's going to be a lot of Steeler fans. It's just how it is. But if you want to have somebody else do the Tampa Bay chant, you don't think Big Nasty would like to do the Tampa Bay chant? You don't think yours truly would love to start the Tampa Bay chant? Like, you got a lot of options. Take advantage of that. Don't have the guy who's going, third and five. First down, Tampa Bay. Okay. But you don't have the PA guy doing the Tampa Bay chant. And what a great game to start Sunday night or Monday night football. Tony Dungy being inducted in the Ring of Honor. Now, I know that he wouldn't bring the energy or passion or, you know, volume. Why not have Tampa Bay? Why not have Tony Dungy lead the Tampa Bay? You have different celebrities lead the Tampa Bay chant. I get it. I know. All right? You don't have to tell me. I'm brilliant. I come up with these ideas. But it's one thing for me to come up with them. It's another one for others to execute them. Chenzo's up. He was at the game.
All right, Commish, it's Chenzo, Section 121, walking out of the stadium. You know, we just came in, and we really just beat the shit out of the Eagles. So I'm just going to keep it short, speak softly, and carry a big motherfucking stick.
My man Chenzo there at the game. Appreciate the short take. Can get some more on like my man David in Clearwater with the pipes.
What's going on, Justin? It's David from Clearwater. It's been a long time, man, but I had to send in the Bucks take. It's, wow, I feel emotional, man. And, it's just, you know, we've been waiting so long for our team to just be able to compete week in and week out and not be taken as a joke, man. And, nothing's perfect. As long as you win, you win. I'm not even going to harp on any negative shit, man. We're 2-0. We beat the defending Super Bowl champs. And I don't even know. I'm lost for words, man. Like I said, let me send in a Bucks tape. I don't even have shit to say, man, besides fucking go Bucks. holla at your boy.
Ooh, we are hollering. The Bucks are hollering at you. They're like, hey, we're 2-0. How about getting out here and support your team now? Dante's up in Atlanta. I don't blame you, Dante, if you didn't make it to the game.
0-3 my ass, goddammit. Munkin, run it up, leave no doubt. Yo, Commish, stick carriers, this is Dante in Atlanta. I'm back, goddammit. Oh my God. Hey, y'all seen the game. I was just so fucking happy right now, I'm at a loss for words. Hey, this offense is fucking amazing. Anyway, I'm gonna keep it short today. Hey, speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick.
Sick. Yeah, it's just sick. I mean, listening to these Bucks takes and then thinking about this game, like, man, this is what we all expected last year, right? Maybe we were just a year too early. They are doing some things, though. T's up with us. What up, T?
Justin, it's been a while. T in Dallas, well, formerly of Dallas, now it's T in South Florida. Holy fucking shit! Holy fucking shit! Oh my goodness! The first time this Bucks team has went 2-0 since 2010. 2010. I saw game tackling. I saw quarterback pressure when we needed it. Fucking Ryan Smith was my MVP today because he showed out on fucking special teams. But the biggest thing was adversity. There was no Jameis Winston. We were missing, what, two first round picks, a first round pick and a second round pick. No Brent Grimes, no Vernon Hargraves. I mean, fuck, I feel like I'm still drinking a hand grenade on fucking Bourbon Street. I don't even want to be that long winded. I want to hear everybody else at this time, but man, that was a fucking great victory. 2-0. On a side note, yeah, fucking Fitzpatrick looks fucking awesome. You ride the hot hand, but anybody you want to sit there and talk about trading Jameis Winston, get the fuck out of here. That shit's not happening. He is the fucking future. Let's enjoy what we have right now. But a good team victory. Looking forward to fucking Pittsburgh on Monday night. Go Bucks, fire the motherfucking cannons.
Yeah. I think we're all looking forward to Monday night now. Again, you know, if the Bucks went out, let's just say randomly Monday night football, they go out and they play well. You know how the national and local media, oh, it's a mirage. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's a team traveling on the road. Blah, blah, blah. Now the Bucks have fucking kicked the shit out of a division champion, their own division champion, and Super Bowl champion. If the Bucks go out and do this against the Steelers, things are going to change, and they are going to change in a hurry. I'm telling you, with how fickle and how quickly media members change their opinions, and the reason they change is because they want to look smart. We all know that none of them picked the Bucks to do anything this year. None. So they can change their opinions and perspective all they want to try and sound smart. None of them predicted this. Zero. There's only one faction of people that believed. We believed. Not we stick carriers. We Bucks fans. Not all Bucks fans. But you know who you are. You know if you believed, and you know if you gave up on them. And you know what? If you gave up on them, I forgive you. We don't need to hold grudges. I don't give a shit. Jump on. And you know what? If you jumped off the Bucks bandwagon a few years ago, by all means, I want the bandwagon fans. I want to take back Ray J. I want this city to explode in excitement for this football team. And who knows? Might be coming a lot quicker than any of us anticipated. Ben's up with us. What up, Ben?
Hey, Justin. It's Ben from Jersey. Whew, man, I cannot ask for a better way to start off the week by rubbing it in to every single Eagles fan faced. I mean, the texts that I was getting are absurd. Nobody wanted to believe me that we were going to put up 21 points against the Eagles because I said it. We were better than Atlanta. Fuck the Eagles, all right? Steelers are looking pretty small right now. We could sure as hell keep it going and go 3-0 and shut up all the doubters. I'm going to leave it there. Let's go. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
I'm going to get one more on. Still got a bunch. We're going to have another podcast coming up on Wednesday, but quite frankly, I'm exhausted, and it's pretty late here on a Sunday. So we'll get Jeremy in Naples on. Hello, Jeremy.
Justin, fellow stick carriers, Jeremy from Naples here, sending in a Bucks take. It's been a couple years now I've been listening to this podcast, Justin. You've been looking for a badass football team. I think that's what the Bucks have now. Line of scrimmage. Previous years, I think they've been soft up front. This year, the offensive line's been given time for Fitzmagic to happen, and that defensive line kind of showed its potential today. I can't wait to see what this team can bring, because honestly, I don't think they've played its best football yet, and we can all agree with that. I know you're going to have a bunch of these, so I'm going to let it go. So as always, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
They were the badass football team we asked for a year ago, and they are becoming that badass football team this year. Thank you to each and every one of you for sending in those Bucks takes. I hope all of you enjoyed that. It's kind of surreal, and I don't think it really hit me until late in the third quarter. I was like, look at what we've done through the first 2 weeks. One by one, we are taking out our aggression that built up frustration on the entire NFL. Next week, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Take it out on them. Carry that big motherfucking chip on that shoulder. I'm telling you. Remember, we talked about revenge on the NFL a year ago. We were all just 1 year too early. And that is exciting that it's all coming true right before our very eyes this year. Sponsors, keep this podcast rolling, and we will have some away game watch parties coming up at Buffalo Wild Wings, which will be outrageous. Nailing down dates and times. I know that we've got some division road games still coming up. I think Falcons and Panthers, we're maybe looking at those, and possibly that Bears game coming up. So as soon as we have locations nailed down, we'll share that with each and every one of you, trying to keep them centralized but spread out a little bit so we can do something for East Tampa and Polk County. Maybe even a little Pasco, maybe Wesley Chapel or Brandon. I think we're looking at that South Tampa, Buffalo Wild Wings, the one on Dale Mabry where we did the draft party, good central location, and maybe get over to Pinellas County over at Pinellas Park. Sorry, Sarasota. We still might come down there, but, I mean, y'all know, man. Y'all know. I got you down there. I hear you. I see you. Sammer, X, Sarasota J, Hunter, Garv, God, everyone. I know there's a ton of Bucks fans down there. We'll try and get down there. You know, I'm doing the best I can. But I do encourage y'all, you know, all the ones I just named and anyone else down in Sarasota, for these road games, if you can't make it up for our road game, get to the Buffalo Wild Wings there. I'll coordinate with the manager and just say, hey, I got a bunch of Bucks fans that are going to be making their way to the Sarasota Buffalo Wild Wings. Maybe they're on University. And just make sure you guys have a nice location. So let me know if you want me to set that up for my Sarasota Bucks fans and for all the other stick carriers. We'll have some away game watch parties coming up as well. But Buffalo Wild Wings, it's a place to go. They got a new $5 menu during game days. So $5, pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light. They've also got $5 cheeseburgers. $5 brats, $5 select cocktails. So, I mean, damn, I told you, Buffalo Wild Wings, their food is on the uptick and their prices are coming down. Like, this is the time to get to Buffalo Wild Wings and take advantage of these outstanding offers that they have. So take advantage of that, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, Mastro Subaru, man, you know those guys are fired up. Mastro Subaru, so they're owned by stick carriers. If you thought they were giving special stick carrier pricing before, now's the time.
You know, they've got the 19s in. You got want to get rid of those 2018s before you get these new 19s out on the lot. Now's the time. Go buy Mastro Subaru either in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans or over in Orlando. Check them out. Pre-owned vehicles, new vehicles. Find a vehicle you like. Tell them you're a stick carrier and see how much of a disc. Hey, maybe with the Buccaneers winning, they feel even more generous to give even more of a discount to y'all. So check that out at Mastro Subaru, MastroSubaru.com, Bricado Sandwich Shop. We love them and their Devil Crab Cuban Sandwich. B4, it's what you drink before you drink to avoid that hangover and be able to hit work early on Sunday morning after another Buccaneer victory. Hey, a lot of you are probably thinking, I'm going to have to call in sick. I'm going to have to call in, take Tuesday off next week after Monday Night Football. Or maybe you just invest a couple dollars and get yourself one or two B4s. Drink one before the game, one after the game. You'll feel great and ready to go Tuesday morning as the Buccaneers are 3-0 and you're hitting the ground running on a Tuesday morning. Drinkb4.com. Christian from Headlines Barbershop. Headlines Barbershop with a bunch of locations all across the Bay Area. It's where I go to get my hair cut, and I know you should be going there as well. If you need an idea as to the location that is nearest to you, it's very simple. Download their app. I have it on my phone. They have locations everywhere. You go right to their app. They can show you exactly where those locations are, and you can make an appointment so you can go in, get your hair cut, get out in a hurry, just like I do at the one in New Tampa. I'm in and out of there during lunch, and it's very quick, and they do a fantastic job. Anyone that's seen me lately knows I just look amazing. That's thanks to Headlines Barbershop. And thanks to each and every one of you checking us out at JoeBucksFan.com, checking us out on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean. Subscribe to the podcast, and you never know when I might pop in some surprise podcasts during the week. You don't want to miss those. They're always available if you subscribe. So it's very simple. Click that subscribe button, iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean. Shoot us a rating, a review, good or bad. The more we get, the more the podcast gets out there. And trust me, the numbers are reflecting it. And we are really, really just taken back. People ask me, like, you know, how I've had success with this podcast. I go, because I'm just being genuine. I'm being honest, and I'm sharing my true thoughts in my head and my true feelings in my heart. I think you appreciate that, and I appreciate you for doing the exact same during your buck stakes. If you want to send in a buck stake you've never had before, it's been a while, very simple. Record it on your phone, your voice, your phone, and email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. We'll be back on Wednesday with another episode of Bucks Uncensored, and then we'll get you hyped up for Monday Night Football as well. The Bucks are 2-0. They have beaten the division rival, their division champion from last year, and now the Super Bowl champion. Folks, the Buccaneers, dare I say, the best team in football right now. They're 2-0. There's nobody with a better record, and they are alone at the top of the NFC South. But we always go back into the words of the Godfather himself. These are words we really need to live by this year, because it's not just about banging our chest. It's about busting out that big motherfucking stick on Sunday. But we also need that quiet confidence during the week, which is why we live by the words of the Godfather, Dirk Cutter, but we listen to him through the lovely voice of Miss Holly O'Connor from Hot 101.5.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
2-0. Let's do this. Hey, don't forget to check out Miguel and Holly Uncensored as well. She contributes to this podcast. We can listen to them over on their podcast as well. But I'll be back with another Bucks Uncensored podcast this week. Nailed it!